You assume that this very body and mind are synonymous to a car and a driver. This is the car and the driver analogy. Let us say the car is in perfect condition. Everything is there, the petrol, the engine, etc. They are all functioning. The driver, being a skillful driver, can drive and have control over the car. If he wants to accelerate, he can. If he wants to brake, he can. If he wants to turn, he can. And if he wants to execute all the other functions allowable by that car, he can. But you can see very clearly, the driver is the driver and the car is the car. Right? But why is it that when it's in your body, the mind, together with the physical body, you cannot see that the two are separate? Why? When it is the driver and the car, they are so clear to you. The two entities are different. One controls the other. Likewise, the mind also controls your physical body. But you never see. That is why it develops the real seeing. Sorry, that is why to develop the real seeing, you have to reflect within. Hui Guang Fan Zhao. Mahayana Buddhists always said, Hui Guang Fan Zhao, meaning you have to reverse the light and see within or look within. In other words, turn and shine the light within into your mind ground to see clearly. And you will understand how all mental formation arise in your mind. Then you will see how all these are created by your mind. The mind is the one that instructs you through its mental volition or intention. That is why if you can see very clearly, you will come to realize that this physical body is just an external manifestation of your mind. Because there is this mind within that causes mental intention to create all the movements, such as intention to eat, intention to walk, plus all those activities created by mind. It's just like the driver, but there is a limit to what this body can do. That is the reason why it is just one of the supporting conditions behind its arising, because of the karmic force that comes together with it. But this physical body of ours takes a much longer time to arise and disappear. It is also a phenomenon like sound, except that the sound phenomenon is very short. Hence, the conditions are very clear and easy for us to understand. However, because this body takes a longer time to cease, we overlook it as a phenomenon. We think it is real. This is the reason why I say it is not real. If somebody is paralyzed from the waist down and you ask him to walk, he cannot walk. Even if he wants to walk, he cannot walk. So you can see very clearly that it is not the body that walks. It is the mind together with the body that is in the functional state that gives rise to the condition for it to walk. When the conditions are there, then it can perform the function of walking. Just like the case of the car and the driver. If the engine has no problem, the car will obey the driver. But if, let's say, there is no petrol, no matter how skillful the driver is, the car will not move. Or if there is a problem with the engine, the car cannot move. Just like the body, when it's paralyzed, it cannot walk. So it is not you, not what you think. Can you understand?